you, but you're getting just out of control.
Oh, thank you for what?
No, because it keeps ringing and ringing.
Yeah, because I'm picking it up.
I'm
not going to sit here begging these assholes to call. They want to play this game now. This is the game they want to play. They're bored. They want to play with something. And they ain't got their own equipment. We have to provide it for them.
Neil,
yes?
I want to thank you for playing McGill's song. It thrills me no end.
Playing what?
You play that McGill, is it?
McGilla.
McGill, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know.
McGill?
The song, Enough of the Puking, huh?
Have a great day.
You know what I mean.
I haven't got any idea what you're talking about.
You play your song, the one that thrills you.
Oh, you're talking about Luis Miguel.
Miguel, right?
Yeah, Mas Allá de Todo. Yeah, McGill. Mas Allá Miguel de Todo.
It thrills me no end.
That means I'll see you in Toronto at McGill University all the time, every day. That's what that means.
Right.
Isn't it a beautiful song? Have a great day.
You too. You got me.
You're speechless.
I'm speechless.
See ya.
So take care.
And don't forget.
Enough with the puking.
See ya. Bye-bye. WIOD, the Bat Line.
Neil Rogers.
Speaking.
Depot.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Mayo on Sports Talk tonight.
All right, yes.
Oh,
leave it to Jeff DeForest, the only other person in America, at least on this in this pathetic town, that's got the balls to put Mike Mayo on here and respond to that suckhole trashing he's been getting all morning on the WANE station, all Wayne all day.
A lot of pressure on the Sun Sentinel now for coming out against Blockbuster.
Yeah, screw them, man. I noticed that Dave Hyde and Mike Mayo and Dave Joseph, and that guy on the op-ed page the other day, these are the only guys in this town, and Bob Rubin, by the way, who needs a new hairpiece, the only guys in this town in the print media that got the balls to tell it like it is.
They got something other than BBs down there around the waist.
Exactly. So what time's that going to be, at 6?
About 6:15.
Outstanding.
See you later.
Congratulations, Pally. And now aren't you glad that you can look yourself in the mirror, that you're still here with us and don't have to work with a bunch of butt-kissing fools like Jimmy Cefalo and Joe Zagacki and Fat Hank?
Little freedom of speech helps.
There you go.
Bye.
See ya. How do you like that? Jeff DeForest puts the great Michael Mayo of the Sun Sentinel, who wrote that brilliant column, who might even bring in some Egyptian halava tonight. See, we're not going to sit here on this radio station, even though we are your dolphin station, and Dean Jordan thinks we're part of the family. Well, we're not in the right family. Our nose don't bend in the right spot, okay, Dean, you asshole, you jackball, you goofplug. And so we're going to, like, give everybody an opportunity to speak, especially if they agree with us. 114 at WIOD. God, this is just like a whirlwind, man. The lines have been drawn in the sand. The $8 billion of the Koch sisters against the puny few hundred million of H. Wayne, who can't even afford a good hairpiece. Don't forget Pompano Park. We're going to be doing it tonight. Great racing. And, of course, tomorrow night is 50-cent night. No rip-offs like those gigantic expensive beers at certain stadiums. 50-cent beers, hot dogs, and sodas all night long tomorrow and every Friday. And, then, of course, also our track pack tomorrow night, which we just got to come up with a winner tomorrow. We got to pick a horse that's still alive, unlike that dead piece last week. We won't be picking any Jim Langley horses, I guarantee you on that. And then Saturday, of course, it's the Handicapping Challenge, your chance to pick the wieners in the 5th, 6th, and 7th race and be eligible for a free 60-second betting spree the same night and the $1,000 cash giveaway. Just fill out the entry blank. You might go home with $1,000 bulging out of your pocket, or maybe something else. Who knows? Don't forget, exciting harness racing continues all the way through September 3rd. Pompano Park, post time 7:30. We'll see you there tonight for sure. Cross your heart and hope to win a big one at Pompano Park.
He was his ward,
not his pedophile.
Enough for the talking. Little Rock.
That's a coup. I just can't get over it, man. Just slap me on the side of the ass and on the puss at the same time. Jeff DeForest with Mike Mayo of the Sun Sentinel tonight. See, we're just not going to let Dean Jordan put the words in our mouths, okay? Or stick his foot up our ass, or stick our head up Wayne's ass. We're just not going to do that here, all right? And thank God for us. I don't care. Maybe the public out there doesn't appreciate it. Maybe these issues aren't all that important to most people out there. Maybe most people don't go to any of these sports games. Most people don't live in Miramar. Most people don't give a flying crap about anything that's going on around them except what's in it for them. But it just gladdens my old aching heart to see that at least, and you know, as much as you can rip management, and God only knows I do all the time, the one thing I got to say, I can't think of too many others, but although I do have my check, but the one thing I got to say is at least on this, where their initial reaction was, Dean's on the phone, we better call. They finally thought about it for about 30 seconds and said, to him, okay? He's not running this place. They don't own this place, and quite frankly, they never will, because they couldn't afford to buy this place. Well, they could, but they won't, because of the people. Well, I wish they would, man. Just write me that check. Just loan me about $2-3 million, Wayne, and I'll be out of your hair in a second, in a shake of a lamb's tail. And what is the public out there doing? They're sitting on their goddamn ass. Well, gee, can't we have more of the O.J.? Like my mother says to me at lunch yesterday, she says, so what do you think of the O.J. Simpson thing? I said, cut it out, Ma. Get out of here already. Start nagging me about some stupid crap in my, where the towels are in the closet again. Even that would be an improvement over the O.J. business. W.Y.O.D.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Henry's God.
What is it?
Phil Henry is God.
Yes.
He is?
Yeah, I know that.
I never got picked up cold before.
Yeah. Well, listen, I just dropped you cold, too, because you sound like a turd. W.Y.O.D., hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Can I speak to you?
Speaking. Boy, this is the worst. The worst. You're going to have to call me back. The worst phone I ever heard. Don't take it personally, sir, but your phone is just clinking and clanking and puking, and I'm sure that you can do better justice to yourself than that. So call back. Get a really good concoction and connection. What do you got there, Lisa? Some copy. We have copy? Isn't that exciting? Aren't we getting very efficient here? God only knows if we live long enough, we might get that damn sales department straightened out, but I certainly doubt it. W.Y.O.D., hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to tell you what I just had to eat for lunch at Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
I had a quadruple gold burger with extra cheese.
Yeah. A gold digger?
Yeah. A baked potato with minoxidil and broccoli.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a large Frosty's My Ass with no lid on top.
Okay.
Thanks, Neil.
Wayne has got a response for you, by the way. Something he'd like to tell you, sir? Are you listening?
Yes, I'm waiting.
I don't have a bone spot.
Have a great day, Pally. We have an open line on the purple line at Pound IOD. How about those zits, Wayne? You got any zits? Huh? I think he's got zits for brains myself. I know he's worth all that money. He must be doing something right. Yeah, okay. The old greasy palm strokes the wheel or something. 121 at WIOD.
It's hot fun in the
I don't do my job as well when I'm constipated.
You're young. You're trendy.
And you haven't got a hope in hell of getting a decent job. You're Generation X. And your constant anxiety about the future can really mess up your digestive system.
Hey, dude.
Hey.
What's wrong, man?
I haven't taken a crap in 3 days.
Whoa, constipated?
No, just not motivated, you know?
For you, there's new Generation X-Lax, the only laxative formulated especially for the X generation.
I have to take a crap sometime, man.
The boomers took all the really good craps, you know?
Yeah, I know. My parents used to go to the bathroom all the time in the 60s.
My parents took a crap at Woodstock.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm really tired of hearing about that.
Generation X-Lax, the laxative for young people who just can't give a crap.
125, I bet a lot of people went back and crapped in the same spot at Woodstock 2 as they did at Woodstock 1. There you go, X marks the spot. That's called leaving your mark on the world before you depart to that big Woodstock in the sky. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Like Giselle Fernandez said, or was it Giselle McKenzie, it was nothing more than like mud wrestling and a bunch of crap. W.I.O.D. on the purple line.
Neil, God!
Yes?
How are you, Neely?
Okay.
Neil, listen.
What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Well, they're coming out with some new shirts from that company that put out the Are You a Neely shirt.
In November, no doubt.
Oh, okay, because those are pretty plain. I'm looking for, like, some better graphics.
Some better graphics?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know, maybe...
like colors. Hank's head up Wayne's ass? That'd be good. We'll put that on the front.
There you go. That'd be good. Dean Jordan right up Wayne's ass.
Okay, thanks. W.Y.O.D., hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I think Wayne, Blockbuster, and Florida Power & Light all blow.
Okay. And the wind. And Chris, Tropical Storm Chris. There was an incredible story that Tom Hopkins, our news director, was in here. And Mabel, our new Halcyon, our assistant programming ace, was in here as everybody was in here hopping up the free food. And Tom Hopkins says to Mabel, I've got an update on Chris for you. I left it on your desk. And she says, you mean Chris Baker? Haven't you heard of Tropical Storm Chris Baker? W.I.O.D., hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
First of all, let me tell you, my wife and I
and she was
have
serious.
Been great fans of yours for many years.
Well, that's great.
And we agree with everything you say.
Yeah.
I agree with this Neil stuff.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Neil stuff. I'm sorry, Wayne stuff.
Neil stuff?
No, Wayne stuff. I apologize to you.
Uh-huh.
What is to stop them from someday telling you, well, if you all want to buy tickets to see the football, you'll have to buy basketball
tickets.
There
you go. That's right, a package deal. That's right. And, of course, I don't give a crap about the Heat. I wouldn't go to see the NBA if they paid me $50 a game. That's right.
If they ram it down your throat, what are you going to do?
There's a word for it, sir. It's called monopoly. And the idea that people are giving their blessing to this in this town shows just how stupid they are.
Well,
if you want to go see a concert, give your money to Wayne.
Okay.
If you want to see basketball, give your money to Wayne. If you want to see a football game, a baseball game, a hockey game, give your money to Wayne. If you want somebody to pick up your garbage, give your money to Wayne.
I agree.
If you want to go have your tape rewound, go straight to jail. Do not collect $200. And it just goes on and on. If you want to go play a miniature putt-putt, give your money to Wayne, and if he closes early, don't expect to get your money back, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And not only that, but don't believe anything he says because the man has turned into a compulsive liar.
I think you're right. We got to remember one word also, boycott.
Yeah.
If anybody has the balls to do it.
Okay.
Listen, also, you mentioned...
Monster rewinds for free.
Sir?
I said Monster Video rewinds for free.
Okay. Also, Neil, you mentioned Toronto and McGill University in the same breath.
Yes.
McGill is in Montreal.
I said the Montreal Alouettes.
Oh, okay. Go Alouettes.
Toronto also, Argonauts.
The Montreal Royals. The last time I saw Tommy Lasorda pitch in 1953.
Montreal Royals. That's right. In the International League against the Rochester Red Wings. I remember it like it was just yesterday.
I was at the game.
And Russ Derry hit a tremendous home run. That's right. Left-hander Tommy Lasorda.
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Pally.
Take care.
See you. And that's before Tommy found out about his son. May he rest in peace. We have an open line. See, that was another hypocrite right there, Lasorda. They had a guy, a right fielder, a black kid, very light-complected, kind of like a light chocolate kid, by the name of Glenn Burke, who made the mistake of coming out of the closet. Needless to say, he didn't play for the Dodger organization very long. Then come to find out that Tommy Lasorda's own son flew on that side of the street, then died from AIDS. But, of course, not too much has been said. Because the Dodger organization doesn't want to condone that kind of whatever it is. Because they like that Disneyland mentality out there. WIOD, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
Love you, baby.
WIOD, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
What's happening, guy?
What can we do for you, sir?
I can't believe that the people that, the Luis Miguel's record company has not given you guys any... tickets or
they haven't given us the time of day. The only thing they sent us is about 85 of these calendars where you keep ripping the day off for how many days before he's coming.
Oh, man.
So I just keep ripping off one at a time because I'm sure he's coming every day to somewhere.
I can't believe it. You even got the cockamoon lady turned on to Luis Miguel.
Oh, that latest cut, man, that Mas Allá de Todo. I played that. This is going to make people wonder about my sanity. All the way home yesterday, I did listen to part of Phil with that great Wayne's agent on there. But then after that, I played it like about 85 times over and over. Then coming to work, all the way to work this morning, with all due respect to Rick Riley and his coat hanger in the attic, I must have listened to it like 20 times, just over and over. I'm just swept away by that song.
My
speakers will be pitted in that Corvette. I'm just cranking it so loud.
I feel the same way.
I get goosebumps in my ass, on my neck, on my places I can't mention.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Goosebumps. That's exactly what he gives me. But I tell you, Soul 95 has, for a month, has been giving away tickets and...
Who has?
Soul 95, whatever that...
El Soul?
Yeah.
Has been giving away concert tickets?
Oh, for a month now.
What kind of crap is that? What are we, chop liver? I will guarantee you, my friend, that I have sold more Luis Miguel records in this state than El Soul will ever sell if they live to be 1,000. We haven't got the sweat off Luis's ass from these Wea Latina people, and I'm nauseated and sick, and I'm so grateful for you telling me that.
Even if they
did bring me the goddamn new single, and they also brought me that big Jerry Rivera blow-up doll, even in spite of that, I'm not blaming the guys at El Sol because they're giving them the stuff. But how come we get left out? Because we speak in English? Is that it?
No, the thing is, I think you need to have somebody at the station kind of contact these people.
George has been talking to these people every 5 minutes, okay?
But he is on top of it. The record company.
Huh? We a Latina and the promotional people and that Mike Bumfork guy that used to be the board op here who's supposed to be like a promoter for this stuff.
Oh,
these people...
He's got nothing to do with the tickets.
Like I said, he's got nothing to do with it. He's still a putz.
Yeah, but at least the CDs, they're giving away... Every time that you listen to one Luis Miguel song, you have to call and they give you a CD.
Well, the new one. You mean the single?
No, the album.
Trust me, the album isn't out yet.
It's not out yet. Which is the single? The Dia Que Me Quieras?
Right, that's the single.
Oh, okay.
I got that.
Yeah. Oh, man, that I love that song.
Yeah, but not like Masaya de Toro, man.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. When was the last time you played it?
About 2 seconds ago.
Ah.
Oh, you mean the song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you start talking about Luis, I got my hand on it right now.
Yeah.
I mean the CD.
I'm telling you, man. I tell you, you have clout. Look at the evening.
Yeah, I got clout. I can't even get like five people at the same time to get off their dead ass. I got no clout. This is a deadhead town, man.
Oh.
And it's one of these ethnic things. I guarantee if we were playing Spanish music on this station, I'd have 7,000 copies of it to give away. Luis would have been over here already stark naked, laying flat on the table saying, please do anything you want. Lick me all over head to toe. But because this is like English language radio, all of a sudden we're some communist or something. We're some kind of subversive assholes, and we don't count.
Well, I tell you,
and I guarantee you that my good close friends at El Sol would admit before anybody, look at that thing poking out, before anybody else, that I've sold more guys. What is he doing in there with that baseball? Get your hands out of your pants, Mandich. That I've sold more Luis Miguel's stuff than all the other people in this country put together. Only outside of the U.S. of A. has he sold more stuff thanks to anybody but me. And just ask me if you don't believe me.
I'll tell you one thing. I knew about him, but I wasn't turned on to his
You
music.
Didn't realize just how beautiful and what a voice like a symphony orchestra and a body like God and a personality like heaven. You didn't realize that he was the beginning and end of the universe from here to Uranus.
And the goosebumps, yeah.
Right, that's right. I get goosebumps from that voice. I hear that voice and it just makes my thing quiver.
Oh, I'm telling you, Neil.
From my head to my shaft.
They have made at least $100 off of me since you've been playing that...
Not because you heard it on El Sol, but because you heard it on WID. How do you like that?
No, you were playing it before.
So all you Luis Miguel people out there, you better start wising up, okay? And when he comes to town on the 6th of October, I better have seats right there in the front row and be able to go up and give him a big fat kiss right on the lips. Right on the puss.
Man, and also, you know, Luis Miguel, if you were to understand Spanish fully... You would just melt with this.
I already melt. I don't need to understand it. He speaks a universal language, my friend.
I'm telling you.
And like I said, other than the pig Spanish, which is spoken by many of our less sophisticated people in this town, he speaks it like a beautiful language, like it should be spoken, as opposed to some of these illiterati that we got out there who don't know from a douchebag.
Oh, man, the feelings behind the songs that he sings.
The feeling, that's it. The powerful feeling, that surge, that thrust.
Wouldn't you like to feel it, huh?
Oh, I'm already feeling it. Okay, put it away and calm down.
Okay. Oh, listen, let me ask you something.
I'm going to play it if you ever say goodbye, yes?
Oh, yeah, in a second. Let me ask you, did you ever go through that last video that I sent you?
The what? What, that porno video?
Yeah.
I didn't look at it yet.
Oh, man. You got to make...
I'll get around to it. There's plenty of time, okay? When you get to be as old as I am, you know, you have plenty of time to sit around and get a grip on life.
Okay, Neil.
Have a great life, pal. Hasta que mil vidas.
Anytime.
Arrivederci. Okay. Buonasera. What? 135... I'm telling you, he'd be big in Italy. That's going to be my new thing. I'm going to get the hell out of here because I'm not appreciated in this town. I'm just wasting my effort. I'm an old doddering fool. I'm like Don Shula. You know, used to be great, but I'm like, life has passed me by. And I'm going to be Luis Miguel's promoter in Italy, even though he speaks in Spanish, because there's a lot of similarity. He would be so big in Italy, man, it would be like melting at his feet, like butter, like extra virgin olive oil. I'm telling you. Now, if I could ever learn Italian... Come va oggi, eh? Buonasera. Molto bene. Well, I know a few. I don't know what they mean. I know what they mean. But it's just, you know, when you know seven words, that doesn't take you too far. Some things, though, you don't need words for. 135 at WIOD. You don't need words to get dry... Well, you do need a few words, but you need the phone number to get dry concepts over to your house to clean those schmutzy carpets. Because deep down in that carpet, man, is just exactly what I said only moments ago. Schmutz. Dirt. Crap, it's in there, and you walk all over the carpets, and it grinds it in there. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper, just like the Wayne business. It's getting so deep, man, that it takes almost a superhuman effort to suck it out of there, except if you call Dry Concepts. And the reason they suck it out so well is because they use a dry cleaning system on your carpets, as I've been telling you for years, just like the system that's used to dry clean your clothing. And like magic, when in doubt, it sucks it out. That's right. And leaves those carpets beautiful, just like installed brand new from the factory. No sticky residue left behind. No washed out look. And dry cleaning makes your carpets stay cleaner longer because it gets the deep down dirt out. And they use a disinfectant as they clean, leaving your carpet smelling lemony fresh. So to make a long story short, you put all of that together. Reasonable price, no rip-offs, no hidden charges. They give you an estimate right before they even start, and none of these rip-offs or scams like a lot of the other companies are infamous for. Call Dry Concepts. All I got to do is get you to try them one time
and you'll never call anybody else again. And when you call, be sure and ask about their furniture cleaning and drapery cleaning, spot dyeing, color enhancement, even complete water damage restoration.
My God, I'm telling you, I don't think I'm going to be able to continue. I'm just blown away, as the old expression goes.
I always hear people saying that. Oh, that just blew me away. And, of course, how many times can you get blown away, you know? It's just, there just aren't that many songs. I mean, you know, there's songs that are, like, powerful, that are great, that are, like, whatever. But that one just blows me away. 144. By the way, don't forget Miramar, Miramar City Hall, 6700 Miramar Parkway. The last hearing beginning at 7:30. Get there early because there are going to be a lot of angry, psychotic people there tonight. The last hearing on Blockbuster Park. Or you can call if you need more info. 989-6200. That's the Miramar City Hall. 989-6200. Tell them you're mad as hell. You want some real information. What the hell are they going to do to you? And who's going to be doing it? And how's it going to feel? And where are they going to stick it? Et cetera and so on. So speak now or forever hold it, man, because otherwise just hand over the keys of the kingdom and get used to being lied to a lot, a lot. And don't forget, when you're at the hearing, just remind everybody that Monster rewinds for free. WYOD.
Neil, baby, you fag.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one, Dean. WYOD, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
I'm calling from Broward, but I don't want any free stuff.
Good.
Yeah, I got an idea for your show here.
Yeah?
I think it'd be great. And I'm going to tell it to you.
Yeah.
You could have running episodes of Young Hoizenga.
Mm-hmm.
You could have him take over all the lemonade stands on the block.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
And all that, you know.
He could be the next Charlie Brown Nose.
Exactly. And, you know, you can have him say, you know, I don't have to buy all the iced tea.
Yeah, or he could send Hank out to be the next Charlie Brown Nose.
Well, yeah.
He's got a good start.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
You could just play with it for a lot of time.
Play with it forever.
Exactly.
Okay, I don't think Wayne'd be too happy with that. He don't cotton to stuff like that.
No.
But thanks for the suggestion, sir, and call us again someday. WYOD, hello.
Yes, Neil, please.
Speaking,
Neil,
yes.
I got a little tune for you.
Okay.
Hang on.
Turn that radio down, otherwise you're going
to...
Turn the radio... Sir! Turn the radio off, or you're going to be like stepping on yourself.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are you ready for
We're
this?
Ready. We're holding on. We're still holding.
He's a dinga.
Okay, let's go to... Did he say... He said dinga. Something that rhymes with dinga?
Mama
finger. He said finger. He said give him the finger. WYOD, hello.
Neil.
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, sir?
All right. Hey, I just want to tell you, my monster unwinds for free.
Does it really?
Yeah.
You only wish.
Hey, I want to say something about Phil Henry.
Yes?
I mean, maybe I'm the only one, but I think he sucks.
Why is that?
Every day is the same thing. Every day he comes on.
No, it is not. It is not the same thing. For example, yesterday he had Wayne's agent on. It was the best damn thing I ever heard in my life. It was great. And the ball games and what's her name there? The old bag from... what are you talking about,
well,
sir?
I mean, every day he comes on...
And does something different and spontaneous and hysterical and yanks the audience's chain and they get all bent out of shape and it's great and
yeah,
he's unique.
He's
one in a million. I don't want to hear from you, sir, okay? If that wasn't Wayne Jr., and that was that the Scott on the phone?
He said he was the only one.
Oh, then that's right. You're the only one. So don't feel left out. You're the only one, you know what?
Okay. All right, all
right.
I
know, you can handle it, he can handle it. He said, it's all right. He said, you can't please everybody. 99 9/10% is not too bad, because it's like ivory soap. It floats like the collar. 147 at WYOD. As you know, he's an asshole.
Just lick him.
Okay, let's go to a date. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Hi, Neil. I was the lady who first called Hank Goldberg about 6 or 7 months ago about Wayne Huizenga.
Yes.
And he went off the wall and started ranting and raving about it on night.
Raving about what? What did he say?
About Wayne Huizenga. I talked about Wayne and
building his
stadium way out in the Everglades.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say that I thank you, Wayne, from the bottom of my heart for all of the help that you had, you know, just for alerting the public because...
Thank you, Wayne.
I mean, I'm sorry. Thank you, Neil.
You know, people have been doing that. They've been interspersing Wayne and Neil all day long. I'm gonna go and write a bunch of checks today, and I'm going to sign Wayne's name to them and see if they skip through there.
Well, they might just do that.
This could be the start of something really big.
Well, at the last Miramar hearing, they said that they were just about broke.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they need all the public money. But after what we saw at the Miramar hearing last month, a couple of weeks ago, where the Miramar mayor was the rudest woman I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
They were up there laughing and joking and carrying on, and three of the Miramar commissioners had their speech prepared, typewritten, ready to go.
Of course, ahead of time. So no matter what anybody said, they just ramrodded it right through there.
Well, this is
like they're going to do tonight.
Right. This is obviously a done deal.
Yep.
But I just want to say I've been listening to you. We've listened for years. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And it does take a lot of courage to speak out against Wayne because he does control this community.
Well, he don't control this station, and he can kiss my fat ass is what he can do. I don't like what he's doing. I mean, I love the Dolphins, I love the Marlins, and especially I love the Panthers. I'm a big Panther and hockey fan. But just because he brought a couple of sports in here doesn't mean that we should just everybody get down and genuflect and hand him the keys to the kingdom and listen to all of his lies and watch his devious dealings and watch him put little business people out of business and trample on everybody. I just don't go for it. I just don't like people who deal with people the way he does, in addition to which he wants to turn everything into a whole, he wants to put his brand like we're cattle. He wants to brand us and turn everybody into his little obedient goose stepper, and I'm not, that's just not the way I work.
Well, we absolutely agree with you here at my house, and I just wanted to say that if people care about the quality of the water or if they're going to have water in South Florida, he needs to get that project out of that area because that's our water supply for South Florida.
Well, be there tonight. I hope they have like 75,000 screaming wild people there tonight who demand some action.
Thanks, Neil.
Okay, good luck, because you'll need it. Don't forget, Michael Mayo, this would be a good thing. On your way to the meeting in Miramar, you can have Defo tuned on because the meeting starts at 7:30. The other woman said people will be getting there as early as 6:30. But at 6:05, the prestigious Michael Mayo of the sometimes prestigious Sun Sentinel, who wrote that great column about Wayne, who is in perpetual denial and he ain't even gotten to Egypt yet. Just a great column this morning in the paper, one of the most brilliant of all time, and he'll be on with us. He won't be on. They'll be putting him down on QAM, on WANE, on the All-Shill station. Used to be the All-Sports station, now it's the All-Shill station. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I forgot about that. I bet you he loves that show being on that station, too. I bet you that's one thing he won't replace when he buys WANE. Will be lard-ass. He'll probably expand it to like 8 hours a day. Cheap, too, plus they just keep playing the same tapes over and over again, like we do. WIOD on the Purple Line. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You never, just food for thought.
Okay, I'm eating.
The Sawgrass Expressway.
Yeah.
Overpriced, going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You think Wayne owns that?
Something to think about, something to stick in your cap.
Food for thought.
Do you think maybe he might have been in on that whole deal there? If he denies it, that gives you the answer.
Hey, by the way, just for that guy's information, the guy that's out in front of Pembroke Pines there is protesting something. He said he was like 180 pounds and he went on a hunger strike or something.
He did?
That's what he was talking about. He was on Rick and Suds.
Oh, Rick and Suds. I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
I was listening to Luis Miguel. Yeah,
he said he's 180 pounds. He's going to go on a hunger strike until he listens to his demands.
Yeah.
Well, I can lose, I could probably lose 45 or 50 pounds without too much trouble. I'll go out there and give him a hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
And help him, too.
I'll call it the Neil Rogers Weight Watchers.
Okay.
Bye.
Have a good time, Pally. You starve, we'll eat. WYOD, hello.
And, the problem is, I know everybody's getting excited about that City of Miramar thing, but the City of Miramar commissioners, they're older. They're not going to give a crap 5 or 10 years. They're not going to be around.
They're all going to be pushing up pansies. That's right. They don't give it. As long as they get a little grease right now, they don't care about what's going to happen in the future.
That bitch, Vicky Cosiano, she's still the mayor over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, You ever? I mean, I have the few TV accidents scanning through TCI, and I see that, my screen, I've broken every screen on my TV.
Yeah, those scam meetings that they have, yeah.
One other thing, did you know that, I will say something about TCI, now they have WGN, did you know that?
All right.
But
they'll probably take it away in a couple of months, so they like, once baseball starts up again in the spring, they'll take it away from you.
I got WGN, but my pitcher sucks, so.
Yeah, there you go.
One or the other. Hey, one quick thing, can you play that Mrs. Patterson bit when the guy calls his wife at home? He's doing a secretary.
Okay.
Can you do it?
See ya.
Neil, I love you.
See ya.
Bye.
I can do it tomorrow. I can't do it today. I mean, it calls up like a 3 minutes to two, and I'm going to find that. Is this guy dreaming or what? I couldn't find it if my life depended on it. Could I? I might. I can't. Okay, WIOD. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Neil there?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Neil. Tonight, Wayne is going to add Miramar to a stable of show pushers.
That's right. He's got it's like you're absolutely right, man. It's like a guy who's got a big sack and he just keeps reaching out and sticking the arena in there and the Heat in there and the Dolphins in there and the Panthers in there, and he's going to stick the City of Miramar in there and like half of Broward and the whole county line in there. He's got Joe Robbie Stadium in there. He's got a sack full, man.
There's a new video out, but you cannot get it at Blockbuster. It's called Wayne Lies on Videotape. See ya.
Oh, I love it. With James Spada. I can't stand him, by the way. James Spader, he gives me the creeps. I just cannot deal with him.
Almost as bad as Christian Slater.
There's nothing wrong with Christian Slater that a good spanking wouldn't cure. WIOD, hello. Or a shotgun. WIOD.
Dean Jordan is with God.
Yeah, well, that's a good place for him, okay? Only wish from your lips to his ass. WIOD, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Wayne loads at you.
Yeah.
I've been driving around. I'm foggy with this damn ringing in
my ear.
Well,
it's enough to drive you nuts, isn't it? It's driving me crazy, and I can't even hear it.
Right.
Yes?
A little spy report. I turned over to QAM first time ever in my life.
Well, good for you. Then you got a chance to hear an earful of sucking and shilling.
You're right. You're exactly right. It was some lady called in. It had to be one of your callers.
Yeah.
You know, because she was saying, oh, I'm tired about this Wayne bashing from these other stations.
Right.
And
right.
Said, I'm mad as heck and I ain't going to take it no more. Where'd that come from?
Did she really say that?
I promise you.
I love it. I wonder where she got that.
I wonder.
I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh. Also, one suggestion I know, you know, it's your program and everything.
You go right ahead,
screenless,
pal.
Why not let George have a mic and say a few words here and there?
Have a great day, Pally.
You too, guy.
See ya. Say a few words. There's one from George. He just did that. Here's another one. Oh, that's from Anonymous. Yeah, George slips a couple in there every now and then, and words, too. He's busy eating, sir. See, you think that he wants to be a star. He used to think about that every now and then, but now he decided that the free meals and the free car and all the pasta maker, that those things transcend just a few minutes of stardom at about $2.50 an hour. So anyway, don't forget that meeting, Miramar City Hall. Tonight's the night. Tonight's your last chance. I'm not holding out much hope for you, but nonetheless, at least you know you got an opportunity to go up there and make a little noise, scream a little bit, yell, carry on. Miramar City Hall, 6700 Miramar Parkway, 7:30 tonight. People will be getting there as early as 6:30, so get there early and grab a good seat. Hopefully Wayne's and squeeze real tight. And Michael Mayo. Jeff DeForest, I told you, is a freaking living god.
Oh!
That's right. Michael Mayo, no shilling on this station, of the Sense Sentinel, will be here with the Pyramids right on the air tonight. Lifting it, and the Pyramid, too.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk.
Are we on the air?
Yes!
They took each other out like they were dancing. All they needed was a little music. Jim Mandich takes a snort or two after each game. If they had to blow the ball up tonight in order to play with it, it'd probably explode in their face. Are we on the air? That's a first down by the hair on their chinny chin chin. Cox, the heavyweight champion of the NFL. And the running backs are turning the cracks into big holes. God, that's embarrassing as to me. When he finds that little crack, turns it into a hole every time. The ball popped out of there. I hate to use this, but it's one of my Weaverisms, like a wet watermelon seed. Higgs running like a Tasmanian devil right now. Dolphins annually the least penalized team.
Holding.
Jim Mandich, unfortunately, has a drinking problem. But it's one of my Weaverisms. He was so exposed it was indecent. They've kicked their butt. Jim Mandich is frothing at the mouth. Are we on the air?
Sunrise, hello.
Rick Weaver is gone. No?
Yes.
Gesundheit and good riddance, you depressive buffoonish moron.
Yeah. He's done his last Weaverism. Okay, another member of the Rick Weaver fan club there to say goodbye. I guess there's not like a lot of fanfare and hoopla in the departure of Mr. Weaver, huh? I guess he just kind of slinks into the Mississippi mud.
Yes!
To beat his feet on the Mississippi mud. Anyway, getting back to the real story here, behind the story, I'm driving home yesterday, and I'm going to have to give a little bit of background in a minute on this whole deal. I'm driving home yesterday, and I hear little contretemps beginning on the Rick and Sud show. They're getting these calls, of course, from people over on the West Coast who are, needless to say, highly and understandably very upset that they're being blown off in the afternoon in favor of that lying, devious, backstabbing blob of crap, who I also will talk about in a moment. I mean, for him to be calling Antonelle a liar about the ratings, how can you lie about the ratings when you read them on the air, you fat slob? How the hell can you lie about them when you read them? And I'll say it again, we were all doing, all of us here from this neck of the woods, a hell of a lot better before Fatso started over there. But anyway, I'll get to that. And then I'm listening to that after the track last night, the replay of his big whatever hour that is now. And the next, after he's talking about his great young demographics and great young audience and ba-ba-ba, beep-beep-beep, and Auntie Nell's a liar. And then the three calls I hear after that are like old rednecks. Right in a row. That's all I ever hear with him. Old yahoos. So anyway, this thing I'm hearing yesterday, the people are calling in from over there who are, needless to say, highly pissed about the fact that Lassiter is going on in the afternoon, Rick and Suds are disappearing, and the Tampa Bay market. And the way this developed, It's like about a week and a half ago, before they went on vacation, on that Thursday. They were leaving on Friday. On that Thursday afternoon, remember I had that call from Velveeta? And he called on the air and off the air, and are you going to be there, and all this other crap. So at 2 o'clock, I have to find a cubbyhole somewhere in the building, and he calls me at 2 o'clock to tell me the big news that Ron and Ron are going to be on in the mornings on WSUN. Look at that. That really is Luis Miguel. Look at that. But, I mean, with clothes on. Hey, Fernando, keep the pictures coming, baby. Look at the shorts. Look at that. What the hell is that? And what's that hanging down in there? But anyway, what a faggot. So getting back to this stuff, I'm listening to this discussion going on, and I got myself interrupted with these pictures, needless to say. So I get that call from Velveeta, and whatever you do, don't tell anybody. This is top secret. The Ron and Ron are going on over here. And I'm saying to them, well, what's going to happen when, if and when Rick and Suds do mornings over here? And he's saying, oh, is that going to happen? And I'm saying to him, how is that possible? Didn't you guys just have all these big meetings up in Atlanta? Aren't the two stations, since it is the same company, it's the same cock sisters, aren't you coordinating? No. We don't know anything about that. Are we supposed to really believe that? That this company, even as incompetent as they are, and they keep putting out these 500-page memos about how we shouldn't look at each other's deficiencies, we should look at each other's strengths and all this other poppycock, which is an attempt to just shut us up and intimidate us and forget about the fact that there's so many incompetents involved here. And so then he starts telling me, well, no, I don't know anything about that, but Ron and Ron, it's great. We're paying them all this money, and they're going to be on starting Monday morning, and you're still going to be on midday. We're moving the blob out of the afternoon, and that'll be great. And and he says to me, Velveeta, and I quote him verbatim, he says, now what do I do at night? Meaning very clearly that they have no intention of keeping Randy on at night. They're going to put somebody else in there, either Jazz or anything. But they're convinced now. And, you know, it's amazingly enough, before Lassiter came on, we were all, considering the fact that we got primarily a bunch of New York State, like Randy, the Brooklyn Jew, and the Jew fag, and me, you know, whoever else is on over here, Miami-type people. And in spite of that, how could anybody forget the first appearance we did over there in that Clearwater Mall? Thousands and thousands of people living and breathing, most of them, right out of the box. And that's when we bring Lassiter up on the stage, and I've been making all the calls, and he's out there on a farm in Iowa, and let's get him on the station. He's got a big following in Tampa. We need somebody local on the air, ba, ba, ba. And from the minute that we introduced him over there, this backstabbing slob has done nothing except do everything in his power to put down everybody else. And the one time I spoke to Velveeta about that, he says, well, you and Bob need to have a chat. No, I didn't need to have a chat. You needed to have a chat with this fat slob, okay? And I look at this memo again, which is not for broadcast, this 600-page memo from Bob Green, which is mostly swill, and he says, radio is not, underlined not a team sport. However, there is a dependency, Bob exists across all departments, and it goes into department heads and mutual respect. Radio is not a team sport? That's news to me. Are we all supposed to be islands? In one paragraph, he's talking about setting aside your egos, and in the next paragraph, he's talking about radio is not a team sport. I say poppycock, Mr. Green. I say you're full of it. So that's been part of the problem over there all along, is the fact that we got one guy who's the local guy, who's got the following, who's got the billboards, who's been like, they spent all their time and effort promoting him, which is fine. No problem. And he's running around touting that he's got this number and he's got that number. I got to be honest with you. After a year in that market, on that station, with no competition whatsoever in the morning, except some old fart named Al Gardner who's 100 years old, the numbers you got in the last trend, baby, ain't nothing to write home about, okay? The rest of us, something nobody would want to write home about. I'll admit that. But I wouldn't be opening up a big fat mouth. So anyway, that's the bottom line. The conversation with Velveeta. Do not go in there. Do not talk to those guys. I'll handle it. I'll talk to them. So I rush out of this building knowing they're going on vacation. And, of course, when somebody's on the air, you don't go running in and saying while they're on the air, oh, guess what, guys? They're blowing you off in Tampa, putting Ron and Ron on Monday. You just don't do it. It's not done. So then, of course, they finish out their show. And I find out yesterday that at 6 p.m., Velveeta calls as they're going off the air. In the meantime, on their station's news, like about a minute later, before Velveeta is even through telling them, about a minute later, they're announcing it on the air. Ron and Ron have signed with Cox Enterprises. Start on WSUN Monday mornings. Lasted already afternoon. Bop, bop, bop. So he is telling them you're off, your history, etc. Kind of a smarmy way to do it, but typical, because since we first went on over there about a year and a half ago, all they've been doing is using us and manipulating us, etc.
And people keep calling, well, when are you guys coming back over here? I think it's pretty obvious now why we haven't been invited back. So then, but this is, this to me yesterday, this of all the episodes, of all the things that I've been through 5 years plus with this company, this one epitomized their callous lack of regard for human life. For anybody that works for this company. Rick and Suds come on at 2. Lassiter's on over there on SUN. Rick and Suds are on over here, at least for the time being in the afternoon. God only knows what the hell's going on. The program director's telling me one thing. The general manager's telling me another thing. Rick is telling me they're all full of crap. Nobody knows from nothing. And so who knows what's going on. But in the meantime, they go on the air, like I started to say, and they're getting some calls from over there. We're upset. We miss you guys already. We thank you for a year and a half of laughs. Ba-ba-ba. Now comes to find out, and of course, Rick at 2 o'clock told Marvin, be sure to turn off the satellite. We don't need to have the satellite on because they're not carrying the show. Turn the satellite back on again, 8 o'clock at night when Jazz is filling in for Randy last night. So now here's Velveeta is calling frantically into the control room. Oh, turn the satellite on. We want to hear the show. Turn the satellite on. And then Velveeta is put on hold, and Rick goes to put him on the air. And how many times has he done this when we've gone to put him on the air? Rather than coming on the air and being like a mensch and talking to us and having just a tiny set of balls.
I was a geek.
Exactly. Hangs up the phone. Rick goes, hey, Tom. And you click.
You're listening to South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
President Clinton has scheduled a news conference for this afternoon, and it's expected he'll be presenting details of the administration's abrupt change in policy toward refugees from Cuba.
YOD.
Well, isn't that disgusting?
How shocking!
Well, I never!
There's not much privacy. Love on an escalator. Better hold on to the moving rail. Love on an escalator. Do it again or we'll go to jail. Love on an escalator. Where do these moving steps all go? Love on an escalator. Waited too long and I stubbed my toe. Love on
an escalator. Hey, you kid.
The deviously behind the backs of the talent tape the show. See, somehow they've got it in their mind that WSUN owns our shows over here. I got news for you, baby. That ain't in my contract, and I'm pretty sure it's not in anybody else's either. They don't own this show. What they pay us to carry the shows over there, my dogs couldn't eat on that for a week, okay? That's how much they're paying us to be on the air over there for last year and a half so that we can take a lot of abuse and crap. And I'm serious, and this is not shtick, I am serious. The way that the talent over here has been treated by those people, what did we ever get? The week we had a broadcast from over there, we had a drive over there. Oh, don't fly them over there, we can't afford that. Can't afford those big bucks. We can trade out maybe some cheap hotel rooms in a floozy hotel, but we sure as hell... car. Pair of hockey tickets that I had to beg and plead, which I'm now happy that I didn't use the ones in Orlando, but at least I finally got them to spring for $100. $100, God, it probably broke the bank. They almost broke the deal on the round and round thing over there because they couldn't afford the $100 probably. They have treated Randy, Rick Riley, Suds Coleman, and yours truly like garbage. And what they were trying to do yesterday is they want to tape the show and then put it on like, 11 o'clock at night, 2 in the morning, whenever the hell they felt like it, without telling these guys, without discussing it with them, without asking them, and of course, certainly, I'm sure, without paying them. In other words, see you guys, been nice knowing you, but we got Ron and Ron now. We got Bob in the afternoon, been nice knowing you. Thanks for all your good work.
And now we're going to steal your show and stick it on there wherever we feel. It's like back when they first started carrying the shows, and we're getting, the only way we knew what was going on over at WSUN is spy reports from the listeners. They were taking my show and replaying it like 600 times. The best of Neil, the worst of Neil, the mediocre of Neil, 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 over and over and over again. All weekend, all night, all day, all year. You guys suck. And this is not shtick. That's from the heart, man. I am so close to telling them to take their damn WSUN and stick it right up their ass, which will be no great loss to them, I'm sure. I mean, we're not doing any number over there, and certainly not valuable enough to them to promote it. Oh, we got Lasseter on the billboards. We got the cow with the thing through it. And just to go their own merry way. Because that may not be the right market for any of us over here anyway, and quite frankly, probably is not. Although we do have, somehow amazingly, without any promotion, we do, the rest of us have some. What is that?
Spy report.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Neil?
Speak to me.
Hey, listen, I'm here in St. Petersburg. I'm reading the newspaper, and they're put, it says right here in print, the former WSUN afternoon duo Rick and Suds will air only on tape delay 2 to 6 a.m. daily.
I knew it.
Got it.
I knew it.
Hey, I got to go home at work.
Thanks.
Thanks, bud.
So there is Shylock Holmes right there scoping it out for us. A couple of real lying, and not just a couple, but here comes Bob Green in here. Oh, turn the satellite back on. Turn the satellite. The way this has been done by this company is so devious and so freaking underhanded and so outrageously unacceptable that I'm just ready to puke all over Tom Belvita's head. And this is not shtick. You guys got some goddamn nerve trying to manipulate us around for your failing, putrid, mediocre radio station. I hope Ron and Ron get a .3, okay? I hope Lasseter gets a 20 share and every one of them is over the age of 100, is what I hope. Nauseating and disgusting and unacceptable. Who are these geeks in here now? What is that? Who are these assholes? Including the one with the tie. Oh, sorry, Bob. Even Don Cherry wouldn't wear that tie. So this is the kind of chicanery that's going on in Cox Broadcasting. They can afford the big bucks for Ron and Ryan. This moron, they got a Hot 105. I listened this morning coming to work, and I'm at... Listen, I could make better sound effects farting on the air. I could stick this microphone on the chair and get better quality sound effects than Tom Joyner's got with his fiber optics. And he's... Oh, my God. I mean, what are these people thinking about? One of our people, I won't say it was Tom Hopkins, comes into me this morning before I went on the air and said, what is that show? What is that Tom Joyner? I said, don't ask me. That's exactly what I said. Don't ask me. Here's a letter to the editor in the Sun Sentinel this morning, as long as I'm worked up to a frenzy here, that epitomizes what's wrong with this whole goddamn state. And all these letters from to the editor, always from these prudish, uptight, anti-sexual, anti-human, hysterical people. Sandra in Fort Lauderdale, for instance. And the headline on the letter to the editor, TV not as much of a problem as what kids see on the street. And here's the letter. You parents are so worried about what your kids see on TV, so how on earth are you allowing the city of Fort Lauderdale to condone naked hot dog vendors prancing around for your kids to see?
Oh!
I am far from a prude, but the woman selling dogs on Sunrise Boulevard across from the Galleria is almost 100% naked.
Oh!
And with extra emphasis bends this way and that rear to the traffic, the Santa Claus hat really got me, she says. Take your kids to the beach, wait for the bridge, and you can get mooned at least 10 times.
Oh!
So what do you tell your kids? My son is an adult, but if I were you, I'd do something, says Sandra. This cannot be right. What's wrong with a couple of warm buns to go with your weenie at lunchtime? What the hell's wrong with that?
Oh!
You stupid bitch.
What did you say she was?
A weenie.
No, where? How can we find her?
What do you mean, how can we find her? She's in Fort Lauderdale with all the other old farts. How can you find her?
No,
look for the sea of blue hair. Oh, the weenie lady. I thought you meant Sandra. Sandra's obviously repressed. She needs something. Maybe you could find her. You'd probably get it faster than the weenie lady. She's just a tease. She's a cork tease. So anyway, we've just been having a little discussion amongst ourselves over here. You know how stupid we've been, how foolish we've been here? See, the company in the beginning, oh, we're doing this for you guys, and we're going to syndicate Neil's show, and Neil, you know, is this great talent, and he's we pay him all this money, and we're going to have him on all over the country, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And we had some discussions about that, and I said, well, you know, basically it's a local show. We talk a lot about the Dolphins and what's going on here in town and the local crap and whatever else is going on here, and it really is difficult to do that. But the fact is that right from the beginning, there was never any plan, just like this Orlando business, like the Barzini business is the same with the Orlando business. That's another lie, another bunch of crap. There's a guy up there who was moist to put this show on the air, who loves me, who was dying to put this show on the air. We actually sold a, you know, that's amazing that we sold a bunch of stuff at Peaches in Orlando when the club, they can't hear us. The people like in Kissimmee and south of there can hear a little IOD, like real in between all the, like that, just a little bit. And the people like who live the western and northern fringes hear a little bit of SUN marginally in Orlando. That's about it. Except we were on YNF for a week when they could hear it fine. And yet we've still sold a bunch of our best of with all of us on in Orlando at the Peaches on Colonial Drive. That's a miracle. That's amazing. I'm not saying that they've sold tons of it, but evidently there's some of it that's moved up there. A miracle. And this was months ago, and every time I asked the question, well, what's going on with that? Oh, I don't know. No, I don't know. Nobody knows nothing. It's that Joey Buttafuoco syndrome again. Nobody did nothing, and nobody knows nothing. That's the answer around here. But getting back to the naive group of us here at WIOD, there was never any intention. In other words, they hoped in the beginning they could open up a pot and throw all this crap on. 20 share overnight. Okay, millions of dollars pouring in. Well, that didn't happen. And wasn't likely to happen anyway. Then they put Lasseter on, and instead of developing this kind of crossover and team mentality and promoting the whole thing, never happened. And quite to the contrary, it's been like attack Randy, attack Neil, destroy the whole thing, play up to all the nose pickers over there and hate all those assholes in Miami and all that stuff. And why? Because they're not gearing. They have no... And the same thing with how come you guys are never coming back over here? They're not going to invite us back over there because we're not in their plans over there. They're going to put somebody on. They put Ron and Ron in the morning. They got lasted around in midday. Article goes in the paper, and like in the bottom paragraph, is and Neil Rogers will continue from 10 to 2 and Randy Rhodes from 8 to 11. And the last sentence should have been, until local talents are hired to fill in the break. Well, that's fine. No problem. But tell us about it. Don't lie to us. Don't use us. Don't manipulate us. Don't lie to us. Don't keep whoring us and bleeding us and screwing us over. Because quite frankly, we don't like it. And I think I speak for all the talent over here. We are sick of it.
Forget Jim and Geraldo. There's a monster out there on the streets that could strike at any moment. Old people who drive. That's right. There's no escaping them because they're everywhere.
Quest, and can we hear that it's the talent that brings in the money? I think it's appropriate.
That is, you are right on target, sir. You are absolutely correct.
And I want to thank George for his courtesy because just the way he treated me is indicative of that IOD mentality because Kyle back at INZ in the old days would have blown me off.
I always liked Kyle. He might have done that.
Oops.
Oh, is he gone? Yeah. Who was that? Was that somebody that we should have blown off, that you should have blown off?
No.
Didn't sound like it. Why is he talking about Kyle? Kyle was great. Kyle was no George because Kyle had no personality, but Kyle was like a little Nazi.
Schindler's List! Schindler's List!
All the Nazis all the time. Oh, and by the way, Bo Bryan don't do any stuff for us anymore, and Mitch Lewis is gone, and he screwed up Guitar Man. Whatever happened to Jim Schuyler, too? Let me stop that right in the middle. Because the promoing the sports and the news and the weather. Wasn't I just talking to you about that this morning before during that big 9 to 10 hour? It's a Louisville program director attempting to program a major market radio station with these long promos for the news and the weather. It's like Sturgis, Michigan radio programming.
It's always Engelberg and Sonny Hirsch and Josie Gaga.
Tune in.
about other crowds. It's the talent that keeps the place running. And if that's all they're gonna tout, the talent is losing out. And buddy, if they screw it up, then I'm tuning out.
And let's do Kendall. Hello.
Hey, when does jazz come on?
It's the Bong Show.
Hey, when's jazz coming on, man?
Suck on this, pal. We were just rolling along singing a song. We were just doing our thing. And they can put on the air whatever the hell they want. But the fact is that you can't treat people like dirt, like garbage, and just keep using people and abusing people and screwing people over. That's my point. And if there was never any legitimate intention to promote the people over here and do anything with us in the first place, then what the hell was the point all along, other than just trying to fill the gaps in a dead radio station, which is what WSUN has been for a very, very long time. A long time. Even with their nose-picking music and their fractions, their .5s and their .8s and their .1s. And their .0s. Here's,
But if I am guilty of anything, it is of giving all that I have, all that I have to give. My penis, my buttocks, my lower torso, thighs, and any other area that they wanted to help children all over the world.
By the way, speaking of Michael, has anybody seen him? Where the hell is he now?
He is on Queer Street right now.
Well, thanks a lot, Jason. Nice job, man. How long did it take us to get that Queer Street line from Weaver? Just a matter of moments, just a matter of seconds, and he said...
But he is in... on Queer Street right now.
And speaking of Suds and Rick, in that order necessarily, here's one of the greatest messages ever left on anybody's answering machine, as Suds' mom, no less, comments on their midday replacement.
Listen to this slob that took your place, and I couldn't stand another day of that. What a jerk.
Oh! Okay, nice one. Here's Miami. Hello.
Dale.
Yes, sir.
Yermar Yager's Jesus, man.
Is he?
Hey, the truth that Seth Coleman has...
Is he like a Jesus potato head doll? Because he does look like Mr. Potato Head. And I'm not sure they put all the parts on in the right place.
Fast, man, fast.
Yeah.
Hey, is it true Seth Coleman has Mr. Spock tattooed on his head?
When he is on Queer Street right now.
He screwed up that whole thing for me. Huh? He screwed the whole deal up. Well, you can use it, though. That'll be the promo now. And the answer is yes. And you ought to see the ears, man. They expand. Well, that's another story.
When some schlumiel tries to put me down and says he has a lot...
This is the
night I get a call. Yesterday afternoon is Wednesday. I go to Mommy's for lunch every Wednesday in Hollywood, okay? I'm there. Everything's fine. Great lunch as usual. I go home. Phone rings at 4:45. 4:45.
Nels.
Yes. She's watching Channel 4, which I never watch Channel 4, because between 4 and 5, every day after Guiding Light, I'm watching Channel 6 News with my good, close, personal friends, Bob Soper and Barbara Sloan, who was on this week over there. So anyway,
Nels.
Channel 4 just ran a promo. They have something coming up about radio, and they had a picture of me, and I'm in the promo, and it's going to be on the 5 o'clock news. And it's already 4:45. Are you going to be home? I said, yeah, I'll watch it. It's already 4:45. Like, it's going to take you probably a half hour at least to warm up your set to Channel 4. I mean, what kind of a comment is that? It's already 4:45. So you better start fiddling with your apparatus and make sure you get it over to Channel 4 by 5 o'clock. Every time they have ever had me on any segment, on anything, well, I take that back, except one, but any other, like, feature, it's always been like a tease. And it's always the last goddamn story. And I kept saying, I had a couple of friends at the house. I'm dying to leave for Pompano Park. And I'm like, you know, and now all of a sudden at about 20 after, they start teasing it. And it's a thing about Hot 105 and this new deal about, well, FM stations are now starting to bring in shows from outside, just like AM have done, syndicated shows. And here's Tom Joyner going to be on Hot 105. And all these, and I'm waiting, and they tease it again a couple of times. 5:55, the thing finally comes on. After they tease it like 75 times. They always save the best for last. And whose voice do we hear in the background? Little Bobby Green, our general mangler. Here's little Bobby Green's voice in the background. Then we see his puss right at dinner time. And he's going on about, well,
You know, it's just a tremendous opportunity that we couldn't pass up. I mean, to get a talent like Tom Joyner, there's no way in the world that we could afford to have him in the local market. It would cost us millions of dollars to have Tom Joyner. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold it. Hold it. Based on what? I mean, he'd be the fly jock, but he also blows. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing there. Why would anybody pay Tom Joyner millions of dollars? And from what I understand, they paid a pretty damn hefty chunk to pipe in that show anyway. Now, of course, we see the people from Hot 105 who are putting on their happy face for this because they want their job. And I'm not going to mention any names, but they know who they are. And they're all, like, sucking around. Oh, yeah, someday in my resume I can say I was the co-host with Tom Joyner. And there's somebody else said, oh, yeah, this is really great. And meanwhile, behind the scenes, they all think it blows. And they all think Tom Joyner blows, and he does. He's just a guy. Just a black dude who's like, flies back and forth, or used to anyway. He's the fly jock, and he's a hot stuff, according to him. And he plays some music, and he's super cool, and got some real, real cheap sound effects. And that's about it. And so what do they do then? Then they come on, and they say, well, and then there's me. And I like the angle. It looked like I was laying down in a prone position behind this thing here. I don't know what the hell that was all about. It looked like he was laying on the floor. In fact, now that I think about it, the camera was like way down low. Remember that? He didn't have a tripod or something with it. I think he was on his hands and knees. But when you work at Channel 4, you're used to that a lot, I guess. So anyway, he's down there, and he's like shooting me like, and I'm sitting behind this thing. It looks like I'm laying back in a prone position, and I'm saying the usual. And how they managed to luck out and get me talking about Tom Joyner Hot 105, I don't know, because they only spent like 2 minutes on it, on the whole show. So they must have been psychic and known I was going to do that. But, and of course, you know, remember I was talking about all the sound effects and about how Tom Joyners are so cheap and bad that he would pay me like $50,000 for... And I was going through, and of course, Channel 4 would never show that because that's below their dignity. Channel 4 would never cut out right on the air that we could hear. Maybe we could smell it, but we couldn't hear it. And then Tony Segretto and Jerry Helfman are going up, that Neil boy. And, of course, he is always ripping everything, but maybe someday he'll be syndicated all over the country, too. And wouldn't that be something? Neil just going crazy all over the country, and certainly will be the topic of conversation on his show tomorrow, and yada, yada, yada. Right, Jerry. Right, Tony. And they finally got Tony's clothes straight now. You know that? They put like a zoot suit on him now so you can't see that his pants are up to his armpits. But, I mean, that was really some tremendous segment and some more great publicity for us here at WIOD. I don't even know if the call letters made it on there because they were shooting at such an angle. I think they made sure not to get the sign in the back, which is only about 75 feet high, that say WIOD 610. I think they made sure not to get that on there because they don't want to give us too much publicity. So to go back to Bill Cosford again, I do want to say this, that here was the one guy, who was not a phony like Tom Jicker or some of these others, but who was a real friend and, like, wrote a lot of, like, I remember one time years ago he wrote a whole column about my baseball broadcast. A whole column on a Sunday many years ago when I was still doing the games. And, like, several other times when the mood inspired him, really just loved the show and was like, you know, we used to take jabs back and forth. But here was a guy who was a real guy and a great guy, not a phony and a backstabber and all that other, which after 18 years in this town, I can't tell you I have found too many of those. Okay, let's do Bradenton. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Okay.
Hey, man, I called Ron and Ron this morning.
And?
And I said, you know, the lady answered the phone, and I said, she said, what do you want to talk about? And I said, Neil Rogers. And she said, oh, we're not talking about him on the air.
Right.
And I said, have you ever heard of Neil Rogers? And she said, yeah. And I said, he's hilarious, isn't he? And she said, oh, no comment. And I said, hey,
no comment? Even off the air she has no comment?
I said,
you psychotic bitch.
I said, hey, have Ron and Ron ever heard of Neil Rogers?
Yeah.
And she said, no. And I said, well, he follows them, you know, over here on SNL.
What do you mean Ron and Ron have never heard of Neil Rogers? What kind of lying, disgusting crap is that?
I swear to you, that's what she said. And I said, well, don't they ever listen to him? And she said, they never listen to the radio. And then I said, well, you know,
probably because their IQ is so low, they can't figure out how to turn the dial on.
And I said, hey, he follows them. And she said, well, he couldn't have a better lead-in. And I said, well,
yeah.
And then I said, well, maybe
that's
Stern.
Cute.
She said, no, Ron and Ron are better than Stern and all this stuff.
Hey, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
I heard a first. I mean, their ego is pretty big over there. Hey, I heard a first today over here on SUN.
Yeah.
You doing live commercial. You did a spot over here today.
No way. For what?
For that drink you did earlier.
some sports drink or tea or
Snapple?
Something? Snapple? You did a Snapple?